The police are the enemy. Amazon is ISIS. Buy my book on Amazon. Don't steal it or I will call the police. Because that smells like Seattle spirit. Spirit, spirit.
You get the best weed.
Call 911 and the police.
I assume it was not a cop, John.
Amazon is ISIS.
Say exactly what you think.
No answer! No answer!
As a city, we have no plan.
Well, one city has a plan. It's a city that's been taken over by far-left agitators who are disciples of the Bhagwan Shrill Sawant. That city is Burien. An increase in gang violence, an increase in shootings, an increase in drive-bys, an increase in stabbings. A guy attacked with a guy attacked by two guys. One had a machete. The other guy had a chain. They were beating him because he tried to stop them from beating others. It seems like every week we hear about a shooting in Burien. Of course, the two young girls who were murdered in a gang shooting, which the police have said it was a gang shooting with a gang related to MS-13, apparently. That's what I've heard. They don't call themselves MS-13. Kind of what we call them. That was a couple months ago. Smack Daddy Dow Constantine, of course, 2 days after those girls were killed by probably youth in a gang.
Since 2002, we've reduced the average daily population of young people in the juvenile system at the Youth Services Center from 212 to fewer than 50.
Smack Daddy Dow Constantine spoke those words 2 days after those girls were killed or so, and a couple of blocks from where they were killed. Heroin Dan Satterberg lives just down the street, about 10 minutes from where those girls were killed.
Our incarceration rate in the state of Washington is among the 10 lowest in the United States.
And what's the focus of the city of Burien? Well, they're hiring a poet. I want to give a shout out to the Burien Voice on Facebook for drawing my attention to this. The city of Burien is seeking its own poet in residence. Now, if only there were poets in the world and the government didn't have to hire them. If only people could create poetry on their own. Well, I created some. It's up on the Todd Herman Show Facebook page. Now, in my defense, I want you to know I wrote this on my loathsome, disgusting, terrible iPhone fake keyboard, which I can't stand. And I wrote it in about 90 seconds, if that. There once was a place in the South Sound, a friendly, small, safe little town. Then what arrived on the political front? Crazed followers of the Bhagwan Sawant. Cops, they screamed, are scary and bad. Heroin, RVs, and poets we'd like to have. They lied and they scammed and they scared up the vote to do to Burien what good people won't. There is a mayor who travels the state giving lame speeches to conjure up hate, building his brand while ignoring his job. Jimmy Mata, they say, is the tip of the fraud. Young Crystal Marx, an angry young Pole, that's politician Pole, sides with gangsters over cops. That's not all. She calls people racist minus one piece of proof, but hides from debates, more coward than aloof. See, I should be that poet, shouldn't I? Told you yesterday you have an opportunity to sit, speaking of scams and agitators, on the Sound Transit Advisory Board. Yep, they're putting together a Citizens Advisory Board. If you want to apply, text the word SCAM to 800-465-8770. And by the way, speaking of scams, you should know this about what they've put together for this this Citizen Advisory Board. Apparently, it's for retired people or agitators whose full-time job is agitating for transit. Now, don't let that stop you from applying. I want to flood their system with applications from us. But if you're retired or you work from home or you are, let's say, a stay-at-home parent, you have some time, get on this committee. Get on it because they don't count on people doing it. Yeah, it's the meetings are during work hours during the week, two of them per week. Now, if you wanted to have a citizens advisory board of people who are, you know, a broad range of citizens, why would you do that during work hours twice a week?
That is a brain dead policy.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Sleepy Jay Inslee. Exactly what I was thinking. Pearl Jam came to town and they're here again, I guess, tonight. I was remembering there's controversy around this. Some people say this isn't Pearl Jam covering Smells Like Seattle Spirit. Some people say it is.
Here we are now, in the chaos, that's the truth.
bunk. I call bunk. That's not Eddie Vedder. And that's not Stone. That's not Pearl Jam. Some people say it is. Well, Pearl Jam raised $11 million. So let's think about what that could do in Seattle. Okay, you could buy almost 1 mile of bike lane. Almost. Well, you'd need another million to get the full mile. You could lay a couple of blocks, if that, of choo-choo for the criminal conspiracy known as Sound Transit. Or you could buy a heroin delivery van. Remember the cost of that silly thing? The heroin delivery van? It's going to be upwards of $6 million for the first year. And that's just to acquire the van?
I don't make stuff up. I don't have phony math.
No, I mean, and those are not phony numbers. Right? And the thing is, some people think this is a con.
I can't speak to what happened in the past. I assume it was not a con, John.
Well,
I don't know exactly what drove those decisions.
I do.
Would I have done the same decisions?
Maybe not. I know what drove the decisions. Jay Inslee knows what drives these decisions.
It's based on ideology and politics rather than the facts on the ground.
Right. Well, but the guys in Pearl Jam, these are not dumb men. Right. They're liberals and they're reflexively liberal. And in that regard, they probably live in an ideological and idea based bubble. I think that's absolutely evident. But they've hired a 13 member advisory board group to sit and to meet and to identify organizations working to both move people to housing stability and keep people from becoming homeless in the first place. So they're not giving this money, in other words, to the people at the city council. And for that, guys, Pearl Jam, I know your heart's in the right place. You and I disagree politically. Money is not the answer in Seattle. Policy is the answer in Seattle. But speaking of policy, why not give it to the city of Seattle?
As a city, we have no plan.
That's right, because there is no plan other than to continue to import people. The infamous Joe Kay, huge help to the show, very loyal listener. He and I disagree on something. He likes Sound Transit. Now, he doesn't like the management. Can't stand Rogoff, that con artist who runs this criminal conspiracy. Can't stand seeing what he thinks are his sexy, beautiful trains being run in the hands of con artists. Can't stand that. But it happens that Joe needs these trains because he has a sight disability. So he needs them to travel. He needs mass transit. That's why transit was invented. Originally, it was for folks who couldn't get around on their own. I have no problem with that form of transit. Not to take hipsters hiking. Not to transfer money out of the outlying areas into Seattle to build a boondoggle that's going to be obsolete by the time it launches, really, for the outer areas. Obsolete. But Joe Kay, the infamous one, sent us a little sound from the city council of Teresa Mosqueda. Kind of playing to the hard left.
I think that was really well said. And I think that the expectations that Councilmember Gonzalez just expressed are shared by this body as a whole. Mm-hmm. I know they're shared by the city. She mentioned the legacy of discrimination and racism that is inherently embedded in an institution like the police department.
Oh, is it? So who are the racists, Teresa? That's a serious charge. I'd like you to name who the racists are in the police department, Teresa Mosqueda. Since it's embedded, that means it's in people, because racism can't embed itself in the walls.
I think we should also look at the legacy of how capitalism has played a role in the institution of the police department as well.
So capitalism has played a role in the institution of the police department because authoritarian countries, they don't have police.
It is an act of war to invest in white supremacy and terrorism with this bunker.
Actually, the police were created to protect property.
And not what?
Not people.
Really? So cops only existed to protect property and not lives. Oh, we'll get to a lot more of this Teresa Mosqueda rant tomorrow, because I'm going to provide her phone number on the text line, and I'm going to ask you tomorrow to text her to name the racists in the Seattle Police Department. Name them right up front. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM, and we will leap from a tall building into the breaking news on a national front. Yeah, OK. Okay, Young Tom, that's the way to bring this second bump into the show. I love it. I want to give a shout out to a local media organization. Responded to me on Twitter. I called out a very biased article they ran on a national issue, and it took a while, but they have responded.
As we speak. The Todd Herman Show is live and local because the power seekers never rest. And political news is breaking as we speak.
So this morning I hit up Twitter pretty early. I got up at 3:30 this morning. I just woke up and I was ready to go for the day. So I got up and started prepping the show. And I have one nutritional vice, if you want to call it that. That is that I love me some caffeine. So I started getting my caffeine dose about 3:30 in the morning. And I wrote to Q13 Fox because I noticed an article they ran about the situation in New Mexico. I wrote, so good morning, Q13 Fox. Why are you deliberately hiding the important details that this was apparently part of an Islamic cult? The sheriff mentioned it in his official remarks. And Q13 took all day, but you guys have been tweeting at them and calling them out on this. They've now updated the article, and they have included these facts. And in fact, they've done a better job at this. I would love to see them now report the fact that this guy who was responsible for training these kids how to go out and shoot people in schools. He was training people to do school shootings. He is apparently a mentor of Linda Sarsour. And why do I say that? Well, conservativereview.com has her tweets about how much she loves the Imam Shuhabib Webb and Davad Walid, and she is apparently speaking and has spoken about her love for this guy who was teaching these kids how to do school shootings. So that'd be interesting to see reported, since Linda Sarsour, of course, we're told is the future of America. She won, was it Time Magazine? Wasn't she on the cover with Jelly Durka? Wasn't she one of the women who made it on the cover with Jelly Durka? You know, Jelly Durka, who's done such a fine job as mayor.
This city is under a lot of duress right now. Seattle's a hard place to live.
Well, if only someone could do something. That thing's going to amuse me forever. Also, now speaking of radical Islam and the decision that the media often makes to hide those facts from you and from us, let me ask you a question. Should I go out and promote a rally that might involve white supremacists? Should I? Should I draw attention to it? A rally that might involve alt-right white supremacists. Should I draw attention to it and promote it and make it a big deal? No, I'm not gonna. Didn't stop a bunch of Democrats in Washington, D.C. from doing just that.
Very, very few of our visitors share the views that will be.
Is that the mayor of D.C.? I think I recognize the voice. That's the mayor? That's mayor of D.C.
expressed in Lafayette Park on Sunday. On Sunday, we know that we have people coming to our city for the sole purpose of spewing hate. We, the people of Washington, D.C., say unequivocally that we denounce hate, we denounce anti-Semitism, and we denounce the rhetoric.
Well, no, you don't. No, I mean, no, you don't. You don't. You said Sunday twice. Because you want to draw attention to this. And secondly, you have not denounced the burning of a... Was he from Jordan? I forget where he was from. The gentleman whose really beautiful limousine was burned in the attack by Antifa. Remember that? He was a Muslim immigrant working in the country, driving people around in a car. He probably mortgaged his house off to have. His car was destroyed. Other people's businesses were destroyed. That was the work of Antifa. You welcome that. You welcome, you know, their form of hatred, which is anti-white and, by the way, very much anti-Semitic hatred from the large scale of Antifa. So, no, Mayor, you actually welcome it with both arms, just not when it's inadvantageous. And I join you, obviously, in deriding and saying I'm disgusted by knuckle-dragging, thumb-sucking white supremacist basement dwellers. But that's not what you're doing. You're promoting it. That's why you said Sunday twice. There you go. Glad I could help you understand that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you've heard this. This is astonishing. But it's good news, right? If we have the government take over all health care, so you can't choose your own doctor, can't choose your own care, you have no way out, no one to compete with. If you don't like what you're getting, you can shut up and take more of it. Well, at least we'll save money on, funerals.
What we're also not talking about is why aren't we incorporating the cost of all the funeral expenses of those who die because they can't afford access to health care? That is part of the cost of our system.
Well, would we be double counting those costs if we were to count the fact that anybody can walk into any emergency room in the United States and get care? Wouldn't that be double counting the costs? No? Oh, all right. Well, I guess I ran a bunch of businesses for no good use. MSNBC, you speak of like not having any knowledge of where you live or where you work. The Acela Corridor, the Amtrak connection between D.C. and New York for the rich people on the Acela Direct. I'm sure Matt Miller has spent plenty of time in Washington, D.C., but he goes on MSNBC and he says this.
It's the same place where Mike Flynn, in his White House office, sat down with the FBI and lied to the FBI. You can make a case that the White House compound now has the highest crime rate, really, of any neighborhood in Washington.
Yeah, you are a sickening man. A, Flynn was determined initially to have not have lied until Mueller came along. His job was to talk to Russia at that point. You have never seen people murdered in the areas of D.C. I have. I know you're trying to make a joke, Matt. But you want to talk about savage inequalities? That's evident in D.C. Take a walk southeast of the beautiful capital. Okay? Oh, but don't go alone. No, folks, friends that live there, tell me, don't jog through here. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. All right, one more time for the media. One more time. They may be shutting down and eventually will go after real conservatives, not just Alex Jones, but real conservatives on Facebook. They're going to come for us. They're already doing it in some ways. One more reminder. We are not going to ignore the double and triple standards you present in every single case. You know about this, the arrest of this GOP rep for apparently insider trading. I addressed that yesterday, pointing out that that's what D.C. does. It's an insider trading town. You will not believe the disparity in media coverage over this, except it will. I want to present it to you so you can challenge your liberal friends with it. Okay, so now the controversy continues. I played some sound at the top of the show that some people think is Pearl Jam covering Nirvana. And I said it didn't sound like it. Now I get this on the text line, 800-465-8770. They played it in Mesa, Arizona, at the Activity Center, December 91, about two bars. Remember, we played it first. They were opening for Nirvana and RHCP. This is from Daly City the next night. Yeah, I saw that video. I saw the video you sent me. All right, the controversy continues. We're going to have to dig into this and assign a private detective to it. And thanks for texting me on the text line, 800-465-8770. I'm going to say it again to the media. You guys are you are going to fight to get Facebook to employ your fact checkers. You've done that. Your fact checkers who have a pronounced demonstrable liberal bias. Example, you had a fact checker, one of the major fact checkers, say that even though Barack Obama had never been to Israel, when Mitt Romney said, this guy says he's good at foreign policy, he's never been to Israel. You rated that statement from Romney mostly true. How is it mostly true that he'd never been there? He'd never been there. We're going to continue to call this out, Facebook or no Facebook, YouTube or no YouTube. I know you're trying to shove the genie back into the bottle. I know Silicon Valley wants to go along with you at this. I know they picked Alex Jones because he's an easy target. I know they went at him based on hate speech, not on fake reporting or on fake news or on conspiracy theories that he publishes. I know they went at him on the hate speech because that's what they want to be able to do. They don't want to have the argument about is it true or not. because they want to be able to do their fake news. And fake news by selection. I am absolutely convinced that the biggest threats we face in the era of social media in terms of propaganda is the propaganda of silence. Case number one, or exhibit number one in that silence, the absolute demonstrable different treatment between two politicians, Donald Trump and Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy working for her for 20 years. When the FBI figured that out, they went to Feinstein and said, "Hey, well, looks like you have an FBI, you have a Chinese spy working for you." When the FBI became convinced that the Russians had made an attempt to infiltrate the Trump campaign, oh no, they didn't tell Trump. No, they got the ability to surveil the campaign. Isn't that sort of a different treatment under the law? The propaganda of silence works this way. You know Feinstein did this. You know about the double standard, which to me means there's a hidden agenda, because where there's a double standard, there's a hidden agenda. You know this. I know it. Your liberal friends don't. That's exhibit one. And to the media and to the reporters who listen to the show, and I know you do because sometimes you'll text me or you'll send me a tweet, something you heard on the show. You need to change your industry. If you want your industry to be anything more than tabloid, you need to change it. And you need to tell your industry that shoving conservative media out of the realm of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, you think that's going to work? It's not. It will create finally the impetus for us to create our own thing. And it can happen, and it will happen, and it's not impossible, and it's not something that's preventable. Tomorrow, 5:30, the great Professor William Jacobson, who runs Legal Insurrection, will join this program live. And he's going to talk about his experience with Amazon and Facebook and others trying to shut down conservative media. And Amazon has screwed Professor Jacobson, taking money out of his mouth, money that was his. So you'll hear about that for the first time here. That was exhibit one, the Feinstein thing. And to the media, our ability to have these facts isn't going away. Our ability to bark at you isn't going away. We are going to provide the balance. You know what? When Rush rebuilt AM radio, he did. And when he made it possible after the fairness doctrine was killed, when he made it possible to do opinion radio, you guys, with your imbalance, helped to build the Rush imitators, like me. Second case. The arrest of Chris Collins for insider trading in one single day got seven times the amount of coverage of an entire process of a Florida Democrat named Corrine Brown, who was indicted on 24 federal charges in relation to a fraudulent educational charity she was running. The networks ignored it, and in May of 2017, she was finally convicted on those charges. Three of the networks did not cover it. They did not cover her sentence to 5 years in prison. But they spent 7 minutes, 26 seconds in one day in Chris Collins. That's not the only case. And this is from newsbusters.org. Congressman Chaka Fata, the networks pretty much ignored the indictment of that person from Philadelphia, a Democrat, of course, racketeering and conspiracy charges, misuse of campaign funds and federal grant money. CBS News gave it 22 seconds. NBC News gave it 30 seconds. When she was convicted in the summer of 2016, those networks did not mention it. In one single day, they provided more coverage on Chris Collins, a Republican, than these three Democrats. To the media people who listen, that's fake news. That's the propaganda of silence. That's choosing to not cover the controversies of Democrats while you amplify the controversies of Republicans. It's the propaganda of silence, and it's powerful and it's potent, but we're not going to be silent. It may come the day that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube finally just decide to openly admit, yeah, we're not going to have conservatives on the platform. I don't think they want to do that because that would instantly create a massive, massive market for all conservative digital media. And it'll happen. Do you think that conservatives rule the roost in talk radio on accident? No. Part of the appeal is the fact that our folks need the balance. You have helped to build this industry with your decision to skew the truth. So back to this thing with Q13. And they're responding to me on Twitter. A, thank you. B, thank you for updating the story. C, this. You guys would be all over a Russian terrorist camp training Russian terrorists in our country, right? Are we supposed to ignore the fact that this was a terrorist training camp? It's where all the evidence leads to go out and undertake school shootings. It's where all the evidence leads. Are we supposed to ignore that, A, if God forbid they'd been successful in that in getting one of these kids who'd been abused and brainwashed to go do that, that you would have blamed the NRA and that you would have tried to hide from the connection in extremist Islam? Are we also supposed to ignore the camps up and down the West Coast, in Oregon, in New Jersey, on the East Coast? Are we supposed to ignore those now? I guarantee, if this had been a militia, if this had been some, you know, right-wing white militia, I guarantee we'd be running reports about, are they in Washington State? Are they? Do we have training camps like this here? Because there was coverage of training camps like this in Oregon. Or was that all conspiracy? Well, see, this is your job. As the investigators, you should be asking the question, what's the local connection? Now, I don't mean to lecture you on your jobs, but I need you. We need you. Straighten up, or we're going to continue to bark down your throats. And again, I really appreciate Q13 responding and updating the story, and I've said that now 5 times, because I'm going to make sure when you guys do the right thing, we need you. It's good to see you. At least update the story and admit it. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH and jump into just a few more things. A quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a patent-pending audio feng shui methodology. Wow, just as soon as I congratulate and thank Q13 for responding, someone I consider a friend, Brandy Cruz, is upset with me. You're so clearly trying to rile your base with this. You want to demand fairness? Fair is not going after a news organization without doing your due diligence first to make sure it's warranted. I have no patience for this type of BS anymore, especially not from people I know. And I responded to Brandy. I sent a link that detailed the timeline. If we knew that there was an Islamic extreme or extremist Islam connection to the thing in New Mexico, and we did, why didn't you? And I'll try again to get Brandy on the show to debate media bias. She just said she didn't want to come on. I'll respect that. Let's roll into this.
Just a few more things.
Quick arrangement of news-like items laid out in an audio feng shui mode that so you can play along with the original board games we gave out when we launched the show, the Todd Herman Show board games. When we announce the thing, you can move your little player one step forward.
Thing one.
Candace Owens, this is just absolutely great trolling of the domestic terrorists at Antifa.
They are not showered. They have very bright colored hair.
They don't shower. They don't bathe.
They don't bathe. Really? They're not clean. Yes, it's
so. Membership of that group is defined by the color of your hair and your
smell. An Antifa member was walking down the street. That's how we instantly knew who they were. They look the part and smell the part.
I guess apparently it's a political statement. It's a hell of a statement. And now, can you tell me, guys, if you've been to any of these rallies where Antifa shows up, is that true? I wonder. No, I don't wonder. I kind of judge that, but I've been scolded to do my due diligence, and so I will ask you, is that true? Now, Candace Owens, you know that she is a black white supremacist. That's what she said, that it's really hard to be a black white supremacist. You remember Don Lemon? You remember this whole thing this week?
Thing two.
Where we're supposed to be upset that the president said that he's low IQ? Well, I mean, Don Lemon, what about that missing airplane from Malaysia? That
Noah says, what else can you think about? Black hole, Bermuda Triangle. And then Desi says, huh, just like the movie Lost. And of course, it's also they're also referencing the Twilight Zone, which has a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think?
I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous? That a black hole took the airplane? I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous? It's preposterous. Next up, in just a few more things.
Thing three.
Nancy Pelosi, speaking of preposterous things, yes, you've heard it. But yes, it deserves to be heard again. It deserves to be heard every day until the election.
We believe that we will have leverage when we win in November. And why that's important? Because it gives leverage to every family, to every mom who courageously brought her child across the desert to escape death, rape, gang violence, and the rest.
Well, but, I mean, not if you, you know, tried to escape it by, let's say, not wanting sanctuary city laws in Philadelphia. You know. Then you have no leverage because, I mean, come on. You can't go around being in favor of enforcing immigration laws and such. That's not good for Democrats. Next up, and just a few more things.
Thing four.
Willie Nelson, should people mess with Texas?
Mama, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such.
Plus, don't go up to a Texas grandmother's house, following her around on your bicycle and touching yourself sexually while you do that. Then don't try to break into her house. Don't do that because then the Texas grandma, she will shoot you through the door with a shotgun and you will have a very bad day. And that did happen. Do not mess with Texas. Next up, and just a few more things.
Thing five.
Jimmy Acosta says that we're all getting our view of the media twisted by Trump.
A lot of these folks out there, they're getting their sense of what we do twisted and warped by some people out there who just want to do the president's bidding.
Yeah, to me, I always thought the media had no liberal bias at all. Not anything until a president that I couldn't bring myself to support in even the general election. Now I like the policies. I'm very happy with a lot of things he's did. I'm very thankful. That's wrong. I said that wrong. Yeah. I've always observed the liberal tilt in the media. But did I do thing number six? Because I forgot.
Thing six.
Oh, yeah. Guess how many times ABC and CBS mentioned, as of yesterday, the links to the Muslim extremist camp in New Mexico? The link to extremist Islam? How many times? Zero. Hey, I got bad news. Except it's good news. I get the rest of the day off. Seattle Mariners are next. I'll be back normal time tomorrow, 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the Mariners.